Today's daf is Maestros daf Chaf Hei. As we continue in the third parak of Maestros and Parak HaMa'avir. Parak HaMa'avir, we're on Chaf Hei Amad Aleph. On top, Rabbi Yonah Boy. So we just had a brisa, maybe it's even a part of it's a Mishnah in a Machshirin. What happens if somebody finds a basket that is not covered, right? A basket of figs that are not covered. So if it's covered, then you assume that there was a chiyuv nikva ready, and if there was a chiyuv nikva ready, so then you're not allowed to snack on it and the like. That would already gemara malacha. But if it didn't have a cover, so the gemara quoted two different halachas. Well, it depends if you're eating it in the. It depends if it's rove. If it's a place where rove brings it to the shuk. Rove brings it to the shuk, then you have to assume that it was nikva. Because remember, if it's in the shuk, then there's gemara malacha ready. But if most people bring it to their homes to eat, so then you're allowed to be making and assume that it didn't have gemara malacha yet. What if it's mechsal mechsal? What if it's 50-50? Meaning there's no... Does it have to actually be 50-50? It could mean that there's not enough of a rove that is koveya. Even though there's... Right, the posting I like to talk about, there are different levels of rove. I'll get into this out. There's strong roves and not strong roves. So there could be a rove 51%. You know, by a rove of Besdin, you don't need a certain level of rove. Right? Majority Besdin, you could have... You know, that's it. 12 to 11 wins. Lizchus. I guess if you need to win by two, but that's a little rove. And then you by certain halachas by minyan you need six people that didn't daven yet. By benching to say alokeinu you need seven that had bread. Ruba de minkar, right? Different levels of rove. And then you need a rove that there's some types of roves that there's not a meat on matzui. The Mishkas Yaakov has a tshuva. 10% is meat on matzui. So I guess 91% would be a strong rove that you don't even, there's no even miyut. And then there's another type of rove that the post can talk about. Echad mina elef. It's like one in a thousand. And that's a super duper rove. So there are different types of roves. So it could be your mechsa mechsa. It means you know exactly the people that live in this community area and it's like 50-50 mamish. It can mean it's basically not a strong enough rove in order to be koveya your the mitzias. So again, if it's mechsa mechsa, you find this basket, you have no idea whether gemar malacha took place or not. So then it depends. If you are, last line, we added in, mechsa mechsa, if you're eating it in the field, you're not taking it into your house, then misakna demai, so then you have to be misaking it as demai. Again, what is mafresh as demai? That means you don't have to take off truma gadola, because you assume that truma gadola was already taken off in the granary, and you have to take off the rest, that's misakna demai. But machris alabayis, but if you decide to take it into your home, stay misakna vadai, then you have to take off even truma gadola, right? That's the nafkamina. One of the nafkaminas between being mafresh something b'toras demai and mafresh something b'toras vadai. Good. So now that's what we're going to talk about in the first Amud today. We're going to talk about that last line of the Braisa. Mechsa, mechsa. If it's mechsa, mechsa, if I'm eating it in the field, so then I'm mafreshit demai, and then if I take it home, I'm going to be mafreshit vadai. So first we have one halacha, and then we'll get to talking about that Braisa. Rabbi Yonah boy. Demai maushi itbo levadai. What happens, we learned earlier that shruma, hafrasha shruma, is one of the events that are kovela maisras. Because when I'm mafresh truma, even though there wasn't gemar malacha yet, but that shows I think it's a significant stage, and I'm being machshevit achsheve. So hafrasha truma is koveya for the other maestros. What about a hafrasha shel demai? What if I'm not doing a hafrasha b'toras vadai? Mao she yitbol levadai. Does the demai? Does hafrashas meiser misafik? If I'm being mafresh demai, I'm not being meiser truma gadola. What about assuming, if they add this in, we had a safik in Ibaya earlier that Hafrash's Truma is Koveya. What about Hafrash's Meiser? Is that Koveya? So we have a question about that. So this Gemara is assuming yes. This Gemara is assuming that Hafrash's Meiser is Koveya. What about a Hafrash's Meiser of safik? Is that going to be Koveya? So Hafrash's, oh boy, Demai, Maoshid Belevadai, is a Hafrash's Meiser Rishon, let's say Misafik, is that going to be Koveya for the other Meisers, like Meiser Shady? Okay, that's the Kasha. We had earlier again, we had a question whether Hafrashas Meiser is Koveya. So this question, the Gemara is now assuming it is Koveya, is a Hafrashas Meiser of Demai enough to be Koveya? Demai Meishir Molavadai. So the Gemara answers no. Im Omer Atkein, if you say it is, so then Lo Nimseis Makdim, that it comes out that the order is going to be messed up. Remember, there's an halacha of taking all the hafrashes in order. Pasuk, I think, in Mishpatim. Right? So, l'nimtzei is makdim, because hafrashes meiser sheni basadeh, right? Let's say it's the hafrashes mai in the field is koveya. Then you're going to have to take off, you can't snack on it anymore, you're going to have to take off hafrashes meiser sheni in the sadeh, and then you're going to bring it to your house, and then you're going to have to take off truma gedola. Right? Because mesak levadai. So it's going to be out of order if you say it's koveya. And we'd rather not, and we assume the Rabbanan wouldn't set up a situation where you're going to be messed up, right? You're going to be violating. So it must be that it's not koveya. A hafrasha, hafrasha's meiser, misafik, mishum tmai, in the sada, is not going to be koveya for the other meisers, because again, if it is, then it leaves the opening for out of order, and therefore that's not something that the Rabbanan would set up, right? The Rabbanan wouldn't make dinim to be machshel a person, like we had on yesterday. Yesterday we said, right? The Gemara asks if I have the aveda that I lost, and I switch it onto money. So is that going to be koveya like a mekach? The Gemara says it can't be, but it can't be that the Rabbanim would leave open the opportunity that you're going to be eating tevel. Right, so if the guy comes in and you're in the middle of eating and he's not going to want that back or this miyah, so that's for sure going to be a mekach. So you're going to be eating tevel and mafreya, so the Rabbanim wouldn't want that, and therefore we say we're going to treat it like mekach even at the beginning, and there hadamim kemekachin, therefore there won't be an issue. So here too, we wouldn't want it to be an issue. Okay, now Rabbi Yosi Bar Bun. So Rabbi Yosi Bar Bun, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shem, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadak. We're going to talk about this last line that we just had in the case. Mechzal mechza. So again, what's the case? I have this basket in the field. I have no idea whether it was nikva l'maisras. So the halacha is, while I'm eating it in the field, I have to be mafreshit to my, right, without truma gedola. But once I get home and I bring it to the house, I have to be mafreshit vaday. That's what the case was. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok here, and Rabbi Yosef Bar Bun, are nervous that if you do this, it could lead to a problem. It could lead to a problem. So they say you have to make a t'nai. You have to make a t'nai in the field. First, we're going to talk about what you do in the field. Then we're going to talk about what you do in the house. And then we're going to talk about another sheet on Amid Beis that argues and says you don't have to worry about that. So first, in the field, tzorach lahasnos. You have to make the following t'nai. Tzorach lahasnos v'lomar. Ime osam shemach nisam lashoki. I'm in the field. I don't know. There's no rov, right? It's mechza mechza. So I say, I make it tonight. If this basket is really from the people who are machazit l'shuk, which means it had a kfil of maestros already, said what I'm doing should be good. I'm being mafresh now. Masha asisi asui. What I'm doing is good. Because I can assume that truma gedola was taken off in the field, in the granary, because everybody takes off truma gedola. And then what I'm doing is a good afrasha. Fine. V'im lav, but if this basket is from people who are going to take it home, which means it wasn't nikva l'maisras yet, so what I'm doing should be meaningless. Lo asisi klum. What I'm doing should be meaningless. So I make that tonight. Why? Why do I have to make such a tonight? Shelo tehe may osan shemachnisan labate, because let's say it is. Let's say it's from those that are machnisit labayis, and therefore it's not koveya yet. You don't have a chiyuv to be mafresh yet, so you're taking off some hafrasha in the field, but you don't have to yet. And then you're going to bring it home then. And if a nimse is trumas meiser tevula l'truma gedola, when you come home and the trumas meiser is already hufrash, right? Because remember, what do you do for a hafrash of demai? Truma gedola, you don't have to worry about, as we learned in Mesechus Demai. You have to go off a meiser rishon, but in the meiser rishon is the trumas meiser. So you have this trumas meiser, which you designated in the field. Now you come home. So basically, what do you do when you come home? You know that trumas meiser is also for you to eat. So you're going to like put that on the side. You're going to put that on the side. But 1 second. If it was for the bias, then this grain never had truma gedola taken from it. So you're going to take truma gedola from what you have in your field. But your trumas meiser, in your head, that's away. That's out. Because that's going to be given to the kohen from the hafrasha they did in the field. But the truma gedola hafrasha that you're going to do now when you walked into the house, you're not going to have that in mind to cover the trumas meiser that needs it to be covered. But says the Gemara, so if you make this t'nai, you're going to remember. Because you're going to remember the whole thing was a suffix. You're going to remember, you make this t'nai out in the field. If I have to do this, great. If not, it's meaningless. So when you get home, you're going to remember that t'nai. So you're going to have, the truma gedola is going to cover everything. even the Trumas Meiser, that is separate. That's why you have to make this tonight. That's how the Mara Folda understands it. The Rav Chai Kanievsky assumes just a little bit differently. He says, we're nervous that you're going to give it to the Kohen. And if you give it to the Kohen, but Truma Gedola wasn't taken off of it. You took off Meiser Rishon, whether Truma's Meiser, but it could be that it was already Nikva, and when you bring it into the house, then it has to have Truma Gedola that's covering it. So Lamaisa, because of this Chshash, the Gemara says, if you make this big Tanai out in the field, you're going to remember that, you know, it's not so simple what you did out in the field. Therefore, you're going to have to cover your bases, and that is how it's going to work. That is number one. You know what, before we talk about Tanai, let's just finish the other half of the statement. And what about, that's the Tanai you make in the field. That's the Tanai you make in the field. And now, says Rabbi Yossi Barbun, and Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Biot Tzadok, you're going to also make a Tanai when you come into the house. Mechza, now we quote the case again. Mechza, mechza, basada, masakna, dvai, machrisa, labayis, basakna, vadai. So now, when you come home, you're also going to make a tanai. The chash lomar, right, when you do the afresh in the bias, aren't you worried about this? The chash lomar, shema me'osa, shemachrisan, lashuk. Right, we're going to change that gear. So maybe you're going into the house now and you're being mafresh vaday, but maybe it was already nikva in the field because it was already something that usually goes out to the shuk ki. The nimseis truma gedola tevula l'trumas meiser. What does that mean? If it was l'shuk, then we could assume that the amaretz already took off truma gedola. Right, that's what we've said. If it's already Lashuk, and therefore it was already Kvila Meisters, he already took off Truma Gedola right away. The Afrasha's Truma Gedola in the house is meaningless, because you already took off a Truma Gedola, and it's subject, really, what you took off as Truma Gedola, which is really meaningless, is really subject to all the Meisters, and you should have to take off all the Meisters, right, which were actually covered by Sadeh, what you did, because you did Afrasha in the Sadeh. Basically, an onlooker might not realize that you are mafresh in the Sada. They'll see you at home, just take off a Truma Gedola, but they'll think, oh, maybe it was already Nikva for the Shuk, and this isn't really Truma Gedola, and you have to take off Maestros, and it's going to be confusing for people, basically. So therefore, says the Gemara, you have to make a tanai and make sure that you are covering all of your bases. Look at the Mara Folda, as I just explained. Basically, each of your hafrushas, you're worried that you're not going to take into account the other hafrusha that you did. And therefore, you have to announce so that you remember or the onlooker recognizes that you did another hafrasha. Look at the Mara folder here. The afagav shekar hefer shumas meiser shel demai basada. Even though you already took off shumas meiser in the field, kishaisa truma gedola betivla viniskan kol atevel. Really, there's nothing to worry about. Mikomakom eino omer gamke natznai vair. If you don't make another tanai when you get home, it appears right, the Truma Gedola is not going to have the Trumas Meiser in it because you did the Trumas Meiser Afrasha in the field. You're doing the Truma Gedola in the house, and people might not know that it was already covered. So basically, you have to make a tznai each time. That's what he's worried about. It sounds a little confusing, but it's the Marafold explains. It's just to cover each one. So you don't worry about Trumas Meiser in Truma Gedola and Truma Gedola in Trumas Meiser. Before we get to someone who argues, the whole concept of Tanai, as we've learned in the past, is a big chiddush. The fact that there's a concept called Tanai. I'm doing an action, I'm doing Afrasha, and I can make it Tanai. What do you mean you make it Tanai? You're doing an action. If you eat something, if you're eating something, a Tanai is words and thought, and an action is an action. So is Asi Machshava Umevatel Maisa? So Tosfos is bothered that the whole idea of Tanai is a Chiddush Gadol. Right? Tosfos in Ksubis Daf Nun Vav. Tosfos there discusses, how does a Tanai work? How does a Tanai work? And Tosfos asks it in this way. The Gemara there says, if somebody makes a Tanai, that they only want to be married, Almanas, that they have no marriage obligations. I'll be married to you, Almanas, that I don't have a Sherek Shukus Fa'ona. So what's the halacha? The halacha is you can't do that. You can't do that, and therefore, you're married with all the obligations. That's what the Gemara says. Say, what do you mean? I understand fine, you can't make such a tanai. So say the whole thing is ruined. Wait, he doesn't want to be married with all these obligations. So why does the Gemara say that if you try to get married without these obligations, it's matan al mashgas b'Torah, and therefore tough luck, you're married with the obligations, so you can't do it, so say he's not married. Right? You're forcing him? He making it tonight to undo it. That's Tosfos says kasha. V'im tomar v'tema. Vitema. Imke, amai mikudeshes, hari hisna beferish. He made it tonight, shim yehe la alav, sherksus va'ona, shenim kudeshes. He doesn't want to be married if he has all these obligations. V'yein lomar, delakabu kudeshes, levisha pekacha, manasha timcho, love, ari machla, she was mocheles. No, that doesn't work. So why is it? So Tosfos says, here's the Yesod Gadol. V'yomari, di ilav, di alfina mitzai, b'nei gona b'nei ruvein. B'nei gona b'nei ruvein, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, teach us the whole chiddush of tonight. They made it tonight. Moshe Rabbeinu made it tonight with them. But if you go in and fight with the rest of Israel, then you'll get this land. And if not, you won't get this land. So, and all Mishpatei HaTanaim, I learned out from that. So, without that mucker, we would have said the whole concept of Tanai does not work. Hava Amina, Teshum Tanai, Einam Avatel HaSamaisa, says Tosfos. There's no such thing as Tanai. V'yafilu lo yiskayim b'sof ha-maisa kayim. And even if the Tanai is not fulfilled, the Maisa is kayim. Because after all, you did an action. A man gets married, almanas that it rains tomorrow. So he does the Maisa Kedusha today. That's a Maisa. Because something memela happens tomorrow, why should that affect what I did today? What I did today and what might happen memela. So the Tosfos says, that's why the whole idea of Tanai is a Chiddush. So therefore, you have to follow, the whole idea is Chiddush. So if you don't follow the rules, the Chiddush falls away, but the Maisa is Kayim. Right, because the whole idea of Tanai is a Chiddush. Fasha the Yafina Mehasam that Mahani Tanai Levato Maisa Amrinan the Dafka Kshino Masa Bashkas Batara Zum Yizbeik Abnei Ruvain. We limit the Chiddush. The Chiddush is only if you follow the rules. Right, you follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, then the whole idea of Tanai falls away. But the Maisa is Kayim. Right, you can't be Masa Bashkas Batara. That is Tosfos' important Yisod in Ksubis. The Achronim Seir of Ochanan there says this reflects the idea. It's not that the Maisa is in limbo until the Tanai is fulfilled. Really, the Maisa is Kayam fully. If the Tanai is fulfilled, then it breaks the Maisa. It breaks the Maisa. It's not that the Maisa has any question when it actually happens. Conceptually, the Maisa is Kayam, and the question is the Tanai going to undo it or not? And if it's an appropriate Tanai, then it'll undo it. And if it's not appropriate Tanai, then it won't undo it. The Rambam lists off four rules of Tanai. Four rules of Tanai. The Rabbah Menuchas Ishus says in Perek Vav, Hamikadish you go to Tanai by Kiddushin, Hamikadish al Tanai, and Niskayim at Tanai Mekudeshes, Vimlav Niskayim in Mekudeshes, right, to fulfill a Tanai, Bein Shaya Hisna ben Aish, Bein Shaya ben Aisha, the Chol Tanai Sheba Olam, every Tanai in the world, Bein Bekiddushin, Bein Begerishin, Bein Bemekachu Memkar, Bein Beshar Dini Mamon, Tzorach Lios Betanai Arba Advarim. Four rules, the Rabbah says. Gets this from the Mishnayos, Kiddushin. Four rules of Tanayim. Ve'elu ein arba dvarim shall call Tanai, says the Rambam. What are the four rules of Tanai? Number one, shehar Tanai kafel. Tanai kafel. Got to say both sides. Right? If it rains, then I'll be married. If it doesn't rain, I won't be married. Tanai kafel. Vishayehe hein shelo kodim lalav. The positive should be before the negative. So this is a big discussion in the postgim. What's the positive? Is the positive Tanai or the positive result? But this way, if it doesn't rain, then we'll be married. If it does rain, then we won't be married. So what do I have to do first? The if I'll be married part of it, or if it rains part of it? Right? So that's very unclear. Like, is the positive, but that, whatever the rule, but the rule is positive before negative. However you define positive before negative. Hinei kodem l'lav. Number two. Number three, Tanai kodem l'maisa. The Tzaykon L'maisa, which Pashas means in formulation. In formulation. You have to say, if, then. Not, then, if. We'll be married if. That's Maisa Kodim L'Tanai. No, the Tanai is Kodim L'maisa. In formulation. Number four. V'shiyah Tanai Dover She'efshar L'kaimo. Has to be possible. Has to be possible, or else it's a meaningless Tanai. Efshar L'kaimo. V'yim chaser ha'tanai echad mehen, harei ha'tanai batel, uki'ilu ein sham Tanai klal. As Tosfos said, if I mess up in one of the rules of Tanoim, then the Tanai just falls away. Right, if you have something wrong with your Tanai, then the Tanai falls away. You don't say, oh, I didn't want this to happen. No, Tanai falls away, that's for it. Interesting, if you look at other Rishonim, look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri, Kiddushin Salmachalav, he says there are 10 rules of Tanai. 10 rules of Tanai. He has the Rambam's 4 and he has on another 6. He has on another 6. Again, not that the Rambam wouldn't agree with these, with some of them at least, right? The Gemara and the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam talk about why the Rambam doesn't have these listed as separate requirements, because the Rambam must agree with them, right? It has to be a Davar Sheish Bo Mamash. It has to be a Davar Shebala Olam. It has to be Shelo Yehei Ke'ein Pitute Mili. It can't be clearly that you're joking. Right, something like that. Or it has to be Efshar, this is an important one, the Rambam must hold of this, Efshar L'Kaimah Yedei Shliach. Tanai, you can only make a Tanai on something that you can do through a Shliach. You can't make a Tanai on something that is not possible by the Shliach. What the Gemara says is about a Chalitza. You can't make a Tanai on Chalitza. Somebody does Chalitza, and he has in mind, Almanas, the Chalitza should only be Mat to the woman, Almanas. You can't do that. You can't make a Tanai on Chalitza, because the Gemara says in Ksubis Ayin Dalid, because you can't do Chalitza through a Shliach. Call Milsa the less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. That's the rule. So that's also another rule. The shayla is there any svar for that? Is that just a gzeir sakasev? Call Milsa the less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. Tanai and shlichus go together. So Tosfos has that beautiful yisod in Ksubis Ayin Dalid, where Tosfos says one word. Tosfos doesn't say the word. It's how the achronim understand Tosfos. I'll read the Tosfos. Ksubis Ayin Dalid. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, ma svar yeshkan. What's the svara of tnai and shlichus? How are they connected to each other? To lo gamrinan mehasam el leinyan mashu svara. To halo yafinan mehasam to lo mani tnai el benesidas karka. Right? You don't limit, just because the b'negar b'ruvi could have been done through a shliach, you don't limit it so much that tnai should only work by karka. You don't say that. So it's not just arbitrary that every single thing that happened by b'negar b'ruvi, or that's the rule. So Tosfos says v'yesh lomar, Dahainu taima. The whole v'amaisa kolkach biyado sheyachol lekaima idei shliach. Since the action is so in your shlita, so in your control that you can make a shliach, halachically it's so in your control that you can make a shliach for it. So svaruhu shehi kemokhein biyado l'shavuyeh beitzana. It must be that you can also make a tanai. Meaning bailus. Tanai and shlichas aren't connected to each other directly, but they're both a function of bailus, being a bailim on this halachic process. If you're a bailim on a halachic process, if you're the controller of a halachic process, then you can make a tanai and then you can make a shliach. If you're not the bailim, then you can't. So, for example, Rabbi Chanan says, are you the bailim on shchita? No. I'm going to shecht an animal, but I'm going to say, almanas is only a kosher. My shchita should only work if you give me 100 shekel. You can't do that. Why not? I can be married, I'm not, you give me 100 shekel. The answer is, by kiddushin, that's a halachic process that you're the bailam on. Shchita, you're not the bailam on. Shchita, I physically do the action, and memela, Hashem says it's kosher. I don't control that kashrus. Hashem says it's kosher, right when I do the physical action. So I'm not a bailam on shchita, so I can't make a tzai on shchita. And I mean, shlichus doesn't work. If I do the physical action and you're going to say it's kosher, it doesn't work. And if I make a shlich to do the shchita, then it's just he's doing everything. Okay, but anyway, that's the Rambam and the Me'iri about Yesodos regarding that. Maybe one other Yesod by tonight. We have some time today, and then we'll continue. The one other Yesod, and that's Tosfos and Kiddushin. Tosfos and Kiddushin notes that not every case of Tanai needs Tanai. Meaning, some cases are so obvious that Tosfos says, there's a case in the Gemara, a person gives away all of his money. He's an elderly man. He thinks he has no kids. He gives away all of his money. And then, all of a sudden, right after he gives away all of his money, his long-lost son walks in that he didn't know was still alive. And so Tosfos explains, the Gemara says, it automatically goes back. What are you here to make it tonight? He didn't say, I'm not, I have no kids. It's obvious. It's obvious. So Tosfos there, in Kiddushin Mem Tes, quotes, there are really three categories of cases. One case which is super-duper obvious, like this case. Another case which is super-duper not obvious, like most cases. That's when you need full-fledged Tanayim. You need Tanay Kuffel and Hei Kodim Alav. That's where it's totally not obvious. I'll marry to you, I'm an us. And then there are cases that are semi-obvious. A person sells his possessions because he's making Aliyah, and then it doesn't work out. And he wants his possessions back. So the Gemara says there, he didn't make it tonight. As long as he was Megala Daito. At the Mekah HaMamker, he said, you know what, I'm making Aliyah. He didn't say Almanas, that So that case, Tosfos says, you need gilui milsa ba'alma. So three different types of cases. Sometimes you don't need anything, any gilui milsa, because it's obvious. Some cases are totally not obvious. You need all rules and regulations of tanoim, mishpat ha'tanoim. And then some cases are in the middle. It's a little bit obvious, but not fully. And therefore, you need a little type of gilui milsa. Okay, so back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Yotzadik say, you have to make this tnai. Both, you have to make it tonight when you're in the field and when you're in the home, in order to make it simple, in order to cover yourself with the Truma Gedola and the Trumas Meiser. Because you don't want one not having the other Hafrasha taken from it. And if you did one Hafrasha, so then maybe it won't be covered, you won't have in mind, or maybe the onlooker will think that you didn't cover it. So that's why make it tonight, so that'll remind you and the onlooker. Amar of Matanya, the Hebrew Matanya says, no. You don't have to do a whole hafrasha like that. You see the Mara Folda right where we are? Rav Matanya Palig, right? He says, you don't have to do this. El Aspirale, look at the first wide line there. What does it mean? The language of the Gemara. But Kori Shem al Maisrosav. You're just going to be Kori Shem. El Aspirale, Rav Matanya holds, the Kol Ki Agavna, She'enu El Asafik, Em Yishkan Shuma Gedola B'Shumas Meiser. Oh, Shumas Meiser B'Shuma Gedola. In this case, where you're just nervous about these two hafrashas, right, the Truma Gedola that you're doing in the bias, the Trumas Meiser that you did in the field, and you're worried how they interconnect with each other. Sagyalon Bikriya Shame. Ve'eno tzorach lesaki min ha-Truma Gedola al-Trumas Meiser v'lo min ha-Trumas Meiser al-Truma Gedola. Ela mineu be Bikriya Shame levado. You just have to make a little slight adjustment in your formulation. What does that mean? V'hachi kamar. And this is what, v'hachi kamar, but, and this is how you understand the Braisa. Ba'ir, I'm reading the Mara Folda who explains this all. Ba'ir, in the city, once you come in, meaning, im hime osan shabachisun l'shuk, right? Once you're inside, you're in the house, so you say, if it's from those who are machnesit l'shuk, and therefore there was already a chiyav, zetchum es ma'isr shalah. You do it when you do the Trumas Meiser, you make, and if this is from the other one, this is also, the Truma should be in here. And in the Truma Gedola, you say, and the Truma should be Trumas Meiser in here. Through this Trumas Kriyas Shem, so you're masaking everything, you don't have to make a whole tnai that, this, if this is true, this should be nothing. And if it's not true, it should be something. You have to be so extreme. Whatever you do with, your mafresh the Trumas Meiser in the field and say, and there's Truma Gedola in there if need be. And at home, if you have the Truma Gedola, you say, and the Shumas Meiser in there if there be me. You don't have to make the whole, if this is, then it's meaningless. If it's not, then it's meaningful. Oh, just make a fine-tuning, tinkering. Have a tinkering of the Lashon instead of having a whole Tanai. Okay, Machlokas, whether you need. Says the Gemara, An Kedun Dover Sheish Ein Lo Gorin. Everything we've said up until now, right, is only by something that's not processed by being piled on the threshing floor. Like figs. We're talking about figs. Figs you don't pile in the silo. You just put them in the basket. So that's what we're talking about here. By something that's not piled on the threshing floor, that's where it's a whole suffix. You're not sure if Truma Gedola was taken off or not. Avodover sheish lo goren. But if we're talking about something like grain that you pile on the threshing floor, so then we could assume, right, what's the almost positive? In the threshing floor, before you take it out into baskets, people take off Truma Gedola on the threshing floor. Right? People are scared of Truma Gedola. That's where it's normally taken off. So then, even if it's Mechzah Mechzah, you have no idea. Mafrishin Truma Svayser Vein Sorach La'av for Truma Gedola. You don't have to take off Truma Gedola, because that you could for sure was done. That you could know, think for sure was done. Kada the Tani, like the following Braisa. Matzah Peres Memurachin Basada. If you find fruit that had nice big piles. Remember, Memurachin? Meruach, right? It had flattened out piles in the field. So in that case, so mechunasim, if they're all close together, gathered together, then asur mishum gazel, then obviously somebody left that there in that way. You're not allowed to touch it. If it's, or they're mechunas together. Mifuzarin, if they're scattered, you see it was smoothed out, but it's scattered. It's not in nice neat piles. Then mutar mishum gazel, must be that people realized that it was scattered and they gave up. Benkach uvenkach, but either way, meruach took place. And therefore, chayavin b'maisrus. Then your chayav take off maisrus, because you know meruach, which was gmar malacha, took place, the smoothing out of the piles, but uputur mi truma gedola. But truma gedola does not have to be taken off, because sheyefsha lagorin sheteyaker ela imke nitruma. Because everybody takes off truma gedola right away. right away when it's gathered in the silos, before Meruach is done. Every Am Haaretz knows that, because they're scared of Truma Gedola. And remember, the Trumas Meiser, which has the same halacha as Truma Gedola, people don't realize is in the Meiser, so you have to be more nervous about it. But Truma Gedola, therefore, just like this Brisa says, that Truma Gedola, you don't have to worry about if it's Davar Sheyesh Goren. So too in our case, if you ever find something in a basket in the field, but it's something that's normally, how is it first collected? By big piles in the silo, like grain, then you don't never have to worry about Truma Gedola. And then you don't have to get into this whole discussion about the Tznai, Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola, take it off. That's done. The only reason that we have issues here is because we're talking about figs. Talking about figs, so figs aren't made into huge piles. You might have just put them straight into the baskets when you took them off the tree. And therefore, that's why we have this whole complication of what to do with the figs. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, there's a lot more I was going to talk about the Chumrah of Gezel and how there's some evidence of... There's a day in the Ksubis that Gezel is one of the big four Averas, not just one of the big three Averas, but maybe we'll wait on that for another time. Okay, we'll stop here.